This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the defining characteristics of the Affordable Care Act, maybe the defining characteristic actually, was that everybody has to get health insurance. And if you don't, you have to pay a penalty that the law says and the Supreme Court agreed was actually a tax. Like it or not, tax season is right around the corner, and there are some new numbers out from the Treasury Department about exactly how many people are going to have to pay that tax. 2 to 4% of taxpayers, they're saying. Not huge percentage-wise. But still, that is somewhere between 3 and 6 million households that will have to pay up, or what exactly? Stan Alcorn explains.
The penalty for not having health insurance is $95, or 1% of your income, whichever's higher. But as health economist Linda Blumberg points out, some groups are exempt.
People who are undocumented, people who are incarcerated, Native Americans, there are some religious exemptions.
And the biggest exempt group? Those too poor to file taxes. Subtract all those, and you're left with the estimated 3 to 6 million middle-income uninsured households who owe a, quote, shared responsibility payment.
It will show up on your tax bill, and, you know, folks are expected to pay for it.
It is, after all, how Obamacare is supposed to nudge everyone into getting health insurance. Larry Levitt at the Kaiser Family Foundation says there are carrots, like subsidies for those who can't afford insurance, and
this penalty is the stick.
But it is not a very pointy stick.
The IRS has very limited enforcement power to make you pay the health insurance penalty.
The law prevents the IRS from putting a lien on your house or garnishing your wages like it could if you were an ordinary tax evader. All it can really do is garnish your tax refunds.
Certainly no one's going to jail.
And on top of those legal limits, healthcare attorney Travis Jackson says the IRS has been facing steep budget cuts.
The commissioner of the IRS had made statements that already they're going to have to do less with less, and this is probably going to be one of those areas.
But the penalties are only getting bigger. For 2015, they'll be up to 2% of your income, or $325. To avoid that legally by getting insured, the deadline is February 15th. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.